This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced new funding to bolster democracies around the world. Biden announced he planned $690 million in funding to help fight corruption, support free and fair elections, and advance technologies that support democratic governments at a second White House-led summit for democracy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the summit pleaded for more weapons to help defeat Russia.
Democracy needs a victory. Now, this year, not some other time, not over time, now.
Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 has killed tens of thousands and reduced cities to rubble. A senior Russian diplomat says Moscow will no longer inform the U.S. about its missile test following the conflict in Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In remarks carried by Russian news agencies, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow has halted all information exchanges with Washington. President Vladimir Putin had, last month, suspended the New START treaty, charging that Russia can't accept U.S. inspections of its nuclear sites under the agreement at a time when Washington and its NATO allies have openly declared Russia's defeat in Ukraine as their goal. The foreign ministry had initially said Moscow would keep notifying the U.S., but Ryabkov's statement reflects a change of course. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a lung infection after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says Francis, 86, does not have COVID-19, but requires several days of therapy. This